This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
The events of September 11th and numerous terrorism threats since then have prompted the nation, as well as individual states, to question their capabilities in handling emergencies. This week on Temple View, an in-depth look at emergency preparedness. What can residents do to better ready themselves? Temple University researcher Brenda Seals says the first step is to create a family plan.
That is probably the most critical finding that we have in our study. You know, only 30% of people said they had made any kind of plan at all. When you get to practicing, you know, fire drills are probably one of the most important public health practices that we do in our everyday life. And families really need to step up to the plate to this one and make a family plan that's going to work for them.
Pennsylvania Secretary of Health Calvin Johnson says a hands-on approach is another way to prepare for the unexpected.
Helping people to understand this issue of bioterrorism and public health preparedness is paramount to really getting people in a place where their fears are appropriately placed and their concerns are appropriately placed. I think with a gap in that kind of education, certainly it's very easy to raise people's fears with partial reports and partial pieces of information, and that's something that we work very hard not to let happen and we'll continue to work to not let happen.
Johnson says planning, along with practice, is the key in preparing for emergency situations. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.